That the energies are giving us opportunity to see things rightly. In other words, to no longer be blinded, to no longer be blemished, to really see things from the proper perspective. So this would be things where maybe we've been in denial, or maybe we didn't understand our power, or whatever it may be, that the energies are here to really bring us forth to our destiny. So that's a very powerful statement to our destiny. This isn't like to help us just a wee little bit, just to help us get along. The energies are really here to bring forth our power. So wherever we have been out of alignment in our power is soon to be revealed. And that is what is being stated. That is what is being offered. That is what is being advanced. So in other words, why can't I manifest this? Or why can't I let go of that? Well, the reason is because we didn't understand who we were all along. So that's what's being brought forth upright. That's what's being brought forth at ease. Because we want to remember every time we have an opportunity or potential opportunity, we are the ones that say yay or nay. We are the ones that say yes. And we're not going to say yes until we're convinced we can dance. So this is where we're being turned around. In other words, we're being shown our competency. We're being shown our higher equivalence, because again, we've been functioning out of the lower extremities. In other words, the belief in separation. So if you believe you're separate, if you believe you're helpless, whatever it may be, then it's hard to take a stride because you don't really believe in your power. You can't be in love and fear simultaneously. So allow yourselves to be given. So being given is being given a flashlight, being given a floodlight, being given access to the light switch. So anything where allow yourselves to be given, anything where you start feeling yourself complete. So feeling yourself complete is feeling your true self, feeling your grand fortune. So we want to remember our grand fortune is our energetic grand fortune. So whether we want finances, health, new relationship, whatever it may be, that's an energetic opportunity. So in order to amass it, in order to claim it, in order to experience it, we have to find it inside. So if you want the new job, you want the new relationship, you want the better health, you want the finances, we have to find that like excitement inside, meaning our own power, our own efficiency, our own prophecy that matches that like conclusion. In other words, that power stance that we're choosing to experience in just a small moment. So when they say in just a small moment, we're not talking years. We're not even talking a year. We're talking months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, seconds, as we will, how would I say that? Like claim it. So the question is, what are we claiming? We're claiming our whole self. We're claiming our true self. We're claiming our self in importance. We want to remember that whatever occurs, what's important is our energy. What's important is our aura. What's important is our belief system. What's important is our thoughts. What's important is our attentive nature. In other words, what are we attending to? Are we attending to past claim? Or are we attending to love at last? Now, love is God. Love is Goddess. Love is our divine essence. Love is our I Am presence. Love is our Christ self. Love is our true majesty, our true existence, our true grand fortune. So as you will allow yourselves to be known. So to be known is like to know yourself in God's glory, to know yourself in your higher witness. When they say God's glory, it's not like something very, very far away from us. It's us as an extension of God, as an extension of light, as an extension of divinity. So it's really like one and the same. Everything the Father, Mother, divine source has, we too are gladdened, we too are permitted, we too are welcomed. But we have to find it inside, meaning that we have to welcome ourselves, we have to believe in ourselves, we have to trust in ourselves. So we want to remember that the ego script, the world of dualism, is not going to be in our good favor, because it's always going to, well, that's not possible, well, that can't be done, well, it's too late now, whatever it is. But it's just going to be a lot of filler. So we want to remember that we don't want to be tripped up with the filler, because we're in the process of taking ourselves back. So we're in the process of aligning with our divine union, with aligning with our proper space, with aligning with our proper and true recall. So the recall, excuse me, is who we actually are, in our assertive strength, in our assertive power, in our divine self. So when I'm receiving us, I just see this diamond light. And this diamond light is so beautiful and is so extraordinary and is so effervescent. It's just sparkling. It's just shimmering. So we want to feel that shimmer. We want to feel that shimmer. And so there's some of us that are like, yeah, later on I'll figure out what she's talking about. They're like, no, do it now. Do it now. So there's this tendency for some of us to sort of like put on a pause, or not feel like we're capable or complete or ready or not as far as the rest of the group may be or whatever it is. But we tend to put ourselves last. So whoever you are, where when there's an energetic offering of entitlement, it's a little bit like, okay, I'll do that when I have a moment. I'll do that when I get around to that. So if that's you, they're saying time's up in fear. So in other words, it's just a little procrastination. And it's how do they want to say that? Like the procrastination, it's actually a habit right now, in that there's a part of you that actually knows you're well justified. In other words, you're ready to play ball. But there's such a habit of stalling, of putting things in the back burner, because you just don't feel ready. That, how would I say that? Like you can't even conceive it's possible that you're ready to start. So if you found yourself waiting for later, now is the time to no longer tarry. So in other words, now is the time to stand up and be self-justified. Even if you're standing up energetically or like intuitively, psychically, and you don't really know what to do next, that's totally fine. Because when you're energetically standing up, you're saying you are prepared. You're saying yes. And I just have like two basketball players high-fiving, you know, like really high arms. So in other words, you're agreeing with what is. That's all that's required. Spirit or higher self or I am presence, it's like here to serve us, or higher self is here. But we have to agree. So just imagine a high self giving a high five and you're returning it. You're saying yes. So we want to realize that emphasis is on self. Spirit can bless us, the downloads, the light codes. I mean, it's all upon us, but we have to agree with it. We have to sign on. So some of us are a little rusty, and that's okay, because that's soon to change. So if you notice all the words they're using, it's like soon, I forget the other words, but there's not that much of a distance anymore. In other words, all those words, it's sort of getting more and more impactful, more and more present, more and more like literally in our lap, literally in our lap. So we want to feel that. Some of us get like a little, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that. So that's okay. But we want to start feeling that the energies are already present. Everything is already in motion. So allow yourselves to be heard. So being heard is we're hearing our higher self. Remember, when the opportunities are like close to us, we have to receive it in good faith. In other words, we have to understand our power. We have to understand our highest claim. So that's what we're exploring, and that's what we're deciding upon, and that's what we're choosing at last. And that is what we're like sealing our fate with. So just imagine sealing our fate. So at the end of the day, what's my last note? And you just want to receive that last note to be extraordinarily high. In other words, it's so beyond what the mind understood yesterday. And the mind understanding yesterday is like literally like last hour. Like what we understand now is so beyond what we thought of 20 minutes ago. So we want to understand we're taking that power back. We're taking that love's assurance back. We're like coming into ease with our new love's administration, with our new dominion, okay? And so dominion, it's not dominion over others, it's dominion over our own higher self, our own energy, our own trust, our own, they're saying like tabloid. And the reason they're saying tabloid is, you know, when you think of tabloids, it's like people talking trash about each other. But you want to remember, the reason that's there in our reality is it's just a projection of our consciousness of what we're actually all doing inside. So the reason that phenomena exist is because we're tattletaling on ourselves. We're giving ourselves, we're trash talking to ourselves. So that's what's sort of like going over the wayside, like no longer needed, being thrown out, because we've come into our true establishment. We've come into our good favor. We've come into our holy responsiveness. We've come into our new lifestyle. So allow yourselves to be completed. Completed is I stand on my power. I stand with my light. I stand with my truth forevermore. Forevermore is I don't ever have to decide this part again. Like I've decided, I've like tapped my consent. I've made my bid, and so here I am forevermore. So this is where we're sealing our fate. Now the reason this is important is when we accept what's inside, they're saying, would you like to dance? In other words, when we accept that vibrational increase, then what's been waiting for us in the ethers, what's been waiting for us in the sideline, waiting to be introduced, can now stand tall because we've agreed upon it. So we want to understand everything that we receive comes to us by divine acquaintance. In other words, it's not luck, it's our own presence. It's our own inner victory. So this is what we want to establish and take responsibility for, not in a hardship, but in a recognition that we're ready to choose, we're ready to grow, we're ready to extend, we're ready to demonstrate the truth of self. Because as we do this, we enlighten the world. Everything we bring forth to ourselves and our self-mastery is here for everyone else to see, for everyone else to attain. So how we make our garden grow, how we help the world, is by coming into our own divine understanding, our own divine union, our own divine presence. So allow that to be heard, allow that to be demonstrated. Demonstrated meaning I agree. Receive, receive, receive. In all glances, past, present, future. That means anywhere in my past I didn't understand what I understand now, everything is caught up. Everything is caught up. Every aspect of myself in the past now has this new offering, now has this new entitlement. And you may find yourself taking a deep breath to seal that. You may see orbs. You may feel things shifting where I no longer need to experience something because I now already understand my power, my light. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, everyone.